Today's word God gives us today is Acts chapter 15, verse from 30 to 35.
하나님의
Allow me to read. The men were sent off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the church together and delivered the letter. The people read it and were glad for its encouraging message. Judas and Silas, who themselves were prophets, said much to encourage and strengthen the brothers. After spending some time there, they were sent off by the brothers with the blessing of peace to return to those who had sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, where they and many others taught and preached the word of the Lord. Amen. When the First Jerusalem Council, which was convened over the issue of the circumcision of the Gentiles who had accepted the Lord, ended, the Jerusalem Church selected Judas and Silas to go down to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas to deliver the letter that contained the final judgment of the council to the Gentile Christians there. This was to make sure that no one could object to the content of the judgment of the council. Look at the verse 30. So the men were sent off and went down to Antioch, where they gathered the church together and delivered the letter. Here, men refers to Paul and Barnabas, the co-pastors of the Antioch church, and Judas and Silas from the Jerusalem church. They went down to Antioch together, convened a meeting of the Gentile Christians there, and delivered the letter which contained the judgment of the council. Let us look at verse 31. The people read it and were glad for its encouraging message. There's a footnote next to the word encouraging. So if you look at the footnote, it says, or urged. This is how the judgment of the council is described. The Gentile Christians of Antioch were all glad upon reading the judgment of the council, which they received from Judas and Silas. In the verse 32, it says, Judas and Silas, who themselves were prophets, said much to encourage and strengthen the believers. Here, where the word urged is used in the Korean text of the verse, a footnote says, or encourage. Judas and Silas, who had come down from Jerusalem, strengthened and encouraged the Gentile Christians at Antioch with many words. What were the details of the letter? In that letter that the apostles had sent from Antioch, there was the following words. In the verse 27, therefore, we are sending Judas and Silas to confirm by word of mouth what we are writing. Confirm by word of mouth means that they were to explain the judgment of the council with words. Judas and Silas did not go the long way to Antioch just to deliver the letter that contained the judgment of council. They explain the content of the judgment of the council in detail and thereby strengthened their joy. Why did the Gentile Christians read the judgment of the council, listen to it, and all become glad? Let us look at verse 28. It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. Here, the word burden refers to the circumcision and shows that the Jerusalem Council publicly made it clear that Gentile Christians were not under duty to perform circumcision.
Verse
The circumcision was not the problem of itself. That a human being, a sinner, like saying that an old man would become a baby again. Therefore, the Gentile Christians would not be burdened with circumcision was a public declaration that Gentiles too could be saved only by the grace of God. And this was not merely a reaffirmation by the council, which was a meeting of men, but by saying the Holy Spirit and to us, it declared that it was also the will of the Holy Spirit. We can guess easily enough how joyful the Gentile Christians of Antioch, who suffered heartache from the teachings of false teachers, who taught that Gentiles can never receive salvation unless they receive circumcision according to the law, when such declaration was made. However, the joy of Gentile Christians of Antioch was not given without cost. It was a result of numerous people's hard work, devotion, and self-denials. At the Jerusalem Mother Church, there were many Jews who adamantly argued for the circumcision of the Gentiles. When the first Jerusalem Council was convened over the issue of circumcision, a heated and extended debate broke out between those who argued for circumcision and those who opposed it. If such situation had continued, it would have been difficult for anyone to guess what the judgment of the council would be. The persons who reversed the mood of the council at that time was Peter, Paul, and Barnabas. These three people shared something in common. They were alike in that they were all used as instruments of God for the salvation of the Gentiles. Peter visited the house of Gentile of Caesarea, Cornelius, and delivered the gospel and gave baptism under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. As a result of this, Peter had to receive severe criticisms from Jewish Christians of Jerusalem. Paul and Barnabas were not only the co-pastors of Antioch Church, the Church of Gentiles, but they delivered the gospel to Gentiles during their first mission trip, estimated to have taken at least a year to a maximum of 2 years, visiting many cities abroad. For this, Paul and Barnabas received persecution that defies our imagination from local Jews each place they went. Most of the time, they were chased away as a result of false plots of Jews. At Lystra, Paul had received such severe stoning that people even dragged him and abandoned him outside the city gate, thinking he was dead. Because it was Paul and Barnabas, they could willingly went the long way to fundamentally settle the problem of circumcision of Gentile Christians, which arose from Antioch where they served. As such, because Peter, Paul, and Barnabas were persons who worked hard for and devoted themselves and did not hesitate to disregard themselves for the sake of salvation of the Gentiles, they were able to clearly prove how God had freely given the grace of salvation to Gentiles who were not circumcised through them at the council. Based on such proof, James, the presider of the council, reached the judgment that Gentile Christians were no longer to be burdened with the issue of circumcision that was bothering them. And all who attended the council endorsed the judgment unanimously. That all who attended the council endorsed the judgment unanimously shows that the Jews who had a moment ago argued for the circumcision of the Jews withdrew their arguments. They too had disregarded themselves under the work of the Holy Spirit. That was not all. Judas and Silas of Jerusalem Church went a long way to visit Antioch Church personally with a letter which contained the judgment of the council. Antioch is about 480 kilometers away from Jerusalem. A return trip would cover 960 kilometers. At the time, there was only a mode of transportation, walking. It is a distance that would take an entire month, even if one were to walk without stopping. It was a difficult journey. Judas and Silas went on that arduous journey, not to make money or for sightseeing. It was a service, a devotion, and a self-denier in which they went to deliver the letter that contained the judgment of the Jerusalem Council and to explain it personally. If there hadn't been Peter, Paul, and Barnabas' hard work and devotion to the channel for God's work, if there hadn't been Jerusalem Jews and Christian sacrifice, if there hadn't been Judas and Silas sacrifice, going such a long way only for Gentile Christians, the Gentile Christians of Antioch wouldn't have been happy as described in today's verses. As seeing them happy, Paul, Barnabas, and Judas, and Silas, who did not spare their hard work, were also happy. We learn a very important lesson here. For Christians, doing hard work, dedicating life to God, and sacrifice ourselves for the Lord means that we're doing those for someone else. Therefore, this life must be embodied as happiness in someone else's life. And you will be also rewarded with happiness as a result of your hard work. devotion, and sacrifice. In other words, if our neighbors can't be happy with us, even though we are Christians who believe in God, that would mean that we're just talking about the hard work, devotion to, and sacrifices for the Lord, not actually doing those for our neighbors. Gentile Christians in Antioch were really happy when they heard from Judas and Silas, who came down to Jerusalem with Paul and Barnabas, about the judgment of the council, that they do not have to get circumcised following the law. But they couldn't have been considered as mature Christians if they had been happy among only themselves, could they? If they have been truly mature Christians, they would have done hard work, made devotions, and sacrifice for someone else's. Then whom did the Gentile Christians have to do hard work for, dedicate themselves, and sacrifice themselves for? What are details which they had to work hard, dedicate themselves to, and sacrifice for? Let us look at verse 28 again. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirement. Something important translated from epenenkes in Greek means required or inevitable, which was used just once in today's verses. Gentile Christians do not have to get circumcised following the law, but there is a required condition inevitably. It is mentioned in verse 29. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, from sexual immorality. As we already knew, they were required not to do something disgusting to Jews. Eating food sacrificed to idols, having intercourse with temple whores, drinking blood of beasts, and eating meat from strangled animals. These were their everyday behaviors. But for Jews, these were all disgusting things. Therefore, forbidding these things has nothing to do with preconditions for salvation. But it was for the sake of keeping harmony in the Christian community. And facilitating a good rapport with Jews outside the church through healthy common sense. Without healthy common sense, unnecessary misunderstanding can be aroused among people, and as a result, with lots of obstacles that disenable to set up the right relationship. Giving up something usual in their everyday life because they became Christians means that they do hard work, dedicate, and sacrifice themselves for the Lord first, and then for the Jewish Christians who comprise the community together with them. Wasn't it natural that when Gentile Christians led a life of sacrifice and self-denial, Jewish Christians were very happy about Gentile Christians who are changing in the Lord, feeling rewarded for withdrawal of their argument? And wasn't it natural that Gentile Christians were also happy to see Jewish Christians feeling joyful and rewarded because of their hard work, devotion, and sacrifice for Jewish Christians? Let us look at verse 29. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idols, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid these things. Farewell. This letter to Antioch Gentile Christians from Jerusalem Council ends with, "You will do well to avoid these things." It is because farewell in the latter part is a conventional phrase of letters. You will do well in the verse doesn't mean everything's going to be fine. You must be successful. A Greek word, eupraktese, means will carry out well. In other words, you can carry out well the mature Christian life to make others happy and in return make yourself happy by doing hard work, devotion, and sacrifice for others. It is, of course, because our Lord worked hard, dedicate himself, and sacrifice himself for us, not to mention he gave himself away for us on the cross. You can't be called a Christian only by declaring yourself as a Christian. Jesus Christ should be in you as your Lord. Thus, to live a life of hard work, devotion, and self-sacrifice for others, following the Lord, are the very basic of Christian life. It is not a big deal that you are doing hard work, dedicating your life, and sacrificing yourself as a Christian. It is just being considerate for others. Caring for others must be accompanied by hard work, dedication and sacrifice. That's why it is fundamentally impossible for self-centered and egoistic people to be considerate for others. Therefore, there is no difference in being considerate for others a little or a lot. Caring for others as self means having escaped the self-centered and egoistic lifestyle. Please excuse me for telling a personal story. My family has moved to Hapjeongdong in 1986, and thus we have lived here for 25 years. And we have used the same dry cleaners for more than 20 years. Usually, other dry cleaners come and pick up the laundry when you call them, but this shop does not. So we need to go visit them with the laundry every time. But we endured such efforts because we had made a connection for such a long time. 5 years ago, when we moved to an apartment, we live here, other dry cleaners were giving out flyers. Our dry cleaner charged 3,000 won per shirt, and the new dry cleaner was charging 2,500 won. Despite the fact that we had to pay 500 won more per shirt at the regular dry cleaners, we continue to use that dry cleaners, wanting to encourage the old couple who did not offer a discount by self-sacrifice to merely survive in the highly competitive field. Early last year, the wife had a stroke. The old man had to look after the dry cleaners by himself. So not only did we have to take our laundry to the shop, but we also had to pick them up after they were done. It was quite inconvenient to take the laundry and bring it back every time. But my family continued to visit the dry cleaners, hoping for the fast recovery of the wife. And the wife, who had a stroke, was fully recovered after a year, miraculously, and came back to work at the dry cleaners with her husband. Last month, after paying more for the laundry, I asked for the reason and was told that the price increased to 4,000 won per shirt. It was quite a sharp increase at once, but believing that there had to be a good reason for such an increase in price, I did not ask more. As long as we do not move to another place, we will continue to visit the laundry. As we do business with them with such a mindset, when our couple run into them in the neighborhood, they greet us with joy, as if we are brothers and sisters. And we feel great joy through their joy. We have cared only a little for them. But we would not have practiced such care if we were not Christians. For more than 20 years. Because we are Christians, as we care for the Lord, No matter how small it may be, we care for our neighbors, and such result is associated with joy for both sides. In today's society, it is not pleased with the church and is not glad of Christians. On the contrary, Christianity is insulted as so-called dogchristianity, and Christians are condemned as self-righteous and self-centered people without hesitation. They say that they live for the Lord, but do not care for other people. As a result, the church today is not a place of joy, but a repugnant facility and an object to avoid for long. It's been 6 years and 5 months and a half since our church was established, and since Yanghuajin and the neighborhood has changed for the better, a lot of the residents in the area are joyful about the emergence of our church, but heartbreakingly, there are a few residents who hate our church. The only reason they hate us is because of illegal parking. No residents of this area would hate us if nobody parked illegally on the streets outside the church. If the church wants to be the light in the world, since our church is located in Hapjeongdong, we should begin by becoming the light of Hapjeongdong and should begin by being considerate for the residents of Hapjeongdong. In such context, I ask you to participate in the current 1-2-3 car campaign to communicate with the residents of Hapjeongdong. And I sincerely thank you for your active participation. Please use public transportation when possible. Organize a carpool with others in the Bible study group. Just mentioned in the 1-2-3 car campaign. And do not park in the residence designated parking area at all times. For the weak and elderly, please attach the sticker. I kindly ask you to attend the fourth service, worship service, where more parking space is available, or take the initiative and attend the 7 a.m. service, which starts next year. So I request earnestly, with the heart of the apostles, who ask the foreign Christians to refrain from doing things the Jewish Christians thought it. If we become considerate for the residents of this area and keep the promise, they will rejoice our presence, and their joy will in return to become our joy in the Lord. The joy of the foreign Christians was not merely given to them, but arose from the care of the many Jewish Christians. Gentile Christians refrained from doing things the Jewish Christians loathed because they cared for them. There's no need to say that the Jewish Christians were joyful because of them. And their life of caring for others and being cared by others in Lord resulted in joy for all, as they have demonstrated with their lives to us. Today is the third week of Advent that celebrates the Lord who came to care for us who are dying in the trap of crime and death. Let us live a life caring for others as we follow in the footsteps of the Lord. Then the world would transform into a place where our neighbors are happy for us and worth living. Let us pray. Thank you for letting us understand why we're not joyful in our relationship with others, despite the fact that I believe in you, Lord. To believe in the Lord is not a mere announcement of the mouth. It is not the mere attending of church on Sundays, offering and serving others. But it is to live a life of self-sacrifice and devotion by following the footsteps of the Lord, who did not hesitate to take the trouble and devotion by sacrificing himself on the cross for me. As we welcome the third week of Advent, which celebrates the holy birth of the Lord on earth to care for us who are dying in the trap of crime and death, let us all be parents who care for our children. Let the children care for their parents. Let the wife care for the husband. Let the husbands care for the wife. Let the brothers care for the sisters. Let the church members care for the pastor. Let the pastor care for the church members. Let the church members care for the other church members. Let the friends care for the friends. And let the neighbors care for the neighbors. So let others be joyful through us. Let their joy be our joy in the Lord. Let us Christians recover the trust in the church of this land, which has degraded into a subject of insult, by caring for others because of the Lord. Wherever we may be standing, let that place be transformed into the Garden of Eden, where it is worth living in. Amen.